Chapter 8. Donald Thompson told the police he did not kill Jeremy Foster. He told the judge he did not kill Jeremy Foster. He told everybody he did not kill Jeremy Foster. Nobody believed him. The police had sent the knife for tests. The blood on it belonged to Jeremy Foster. The fingerprints on the knife belonged to Donald Thompson. Why doesn't he tell the truth? Thought Detective Stones. The landlord heard the argument. The camera saw him leave with Jeremy Foster. We found the knife at his house, and it has Jeremy Foster's blood on it. It has Donald Thompson's fingerprints. He is a fool to say he did not murder him. No one will believe him. Even his wife has left him. She knows he's a murderer. The judge told Donald Thompson that he was an evil man, and he sent him to prison for the rest of his life. Detective Stones did not have time to relax. The day after Donald Thompson went to prison, there was another murder. A man was killed during a robbery. Detective Stones and his team started work to find the murderer. The months passed, and there were more deaths and more investigations. By the end of the year, Detective Stones had found another 8 murderers. He had become the most successful detective in the country. A television company asked to make a program about him. He was becoming famous, and he felt very proud about it. He didn't talk about the murder of Jeremy Foster on the television program. He had worked on a lot of murders, and many of them were very interesting stories. The murder of Jeremy Foster was too boring for television. 2 men argued, and one of the men killed the other one. It happened all the time. The crime did not show how clever Detective Stones was either. It was easy to find the killer. The landlord had seen the 2 men together, and the detectives quickly found the knife. It was a very simple investigation. Even Detective Stones had almost forgotten about it. The other police officers sometimes made jokes after Detective Stones appeared on the television program. One morning, he walked into the station and saw his old friend, Bill Watson, behind the front desk. "Wow, it's our famous television star," said Bill. "Stop it, Bill. I'm fed up with all these jokes," said Detective Stones. The police officer smiled. "I'm sorry. By the way, I have a message for you. A detective from Scotland telephoned the station. He asked to speak to the detective in charge of the Jeremy Foster murder." "Jeremy Foster?" repeated Detective Stones. "Oh, yes, I remember. He was the man murdered by the railway track. But why would a detective in Scotland want to speak to me about him?" "He didn't say any more. He just gave me his telephone number. Here it is," said Bill Watson, and handed a piece of paper to Detective Stones. The detective went to the meeting room. It was going to be a busy day. 3 days ago, there had been another murder. He was meeting his team this morning to decide what to do next. Somebody killed an old man in his house. Nobody saw the crime. There was no murder weapon. The man had no enemies. It was a difficult problem. After the meeting, the detective went to Escombe Hospital to meet Dr. Jacobs. It was late in the afternoon when he remembered the message. He pulled the piece of paper out of his pocket and rang the number.